Unit 11.
Part 1. Warm up.
Dialogue 1. Are these your triplets? They're beautiful. I've seen other babies who were nothing but skin and bones at their age. You know, they're absolutely identical to you and John. Are you planning on having any more?
Bite your tongue. I'm already at the end of my rope. Some nights I don't sleep at all. John manages to sleep like a log even when the babies are screaming at the top of their lungs.
Well, tell me, how was the labor and delivery?
I wouldn't say that I had the time of my life, but at least everything went without a hitch.
Well, hang in there. In 20 years, you'll feel it was all well worth it. Dialogue 2.
Wake up, Eric. Time to rise and shine.
Huh? Oh, hi, Jane. I must have fallen asleep while I was reading.
You and everyone else. Looks more like a campground than a library.
Well, the dorm's too noisy to study in it, and I guess this place is too quiet.
Have you had any luck finding a topic for your paper?
No. Professor Grant told us to write about anything in cultural anthropology. For once, I wish he hadn't given us so much of a choice.
Well, why not write about the ancient civilizations of Mexico? You seem to be interested in that part of the world.
I am. But there is too much material to cover. I'll be writing forever, and Grant only wants 5 to 7 pages.
So then limit it to one region of Mexico. Say, the Yucatan. You've been there, and you said it's got lots of interesting relics.
That's not a bad idea. I brought plenty of books and things back with me last summer. That would be great resource material. Now, if I can only remember where I put them. Dialogue 3.
Elaine's back from school. I think it might be a nice gesture if you asked her out. I suppose she's not good enough for you, is that it?
Look, Elaine Robinson and I do not get along.
How do you know? You haven't seen her since high school. I guess your evenings, whatever you do with them, are just too valuable.
That has nothing to do with it.
I guess I'll just have to tell Mr. Robinson that you're too busy every evening doing God knows what. God, don't go on like this. If you absolutely refuse to take her out...
I do.
Then I will simply have to invite all the Robinsons over for dinner on Thursday. Part 2. Small talk.
Small talk 1. So am I on the right road to Piccadilly Circus?
I think so, because I remember the policeman told me this is the very way.
What did he say?
Just head straight up the street, about 2 blocks, and then turn left.
That's it. I think we're 1 block beyond. Small talk 2.
Excuse me, please, but I'm trying to find a post office.
You just go down the first turning on the right until you come to a tall building.
So that's it?
The post office is right across.
Thank you so much.
Small talk 3. Excuse me, but I'm a bit lost here. Where does this street lead to?
Queen Street, I guess.
So is it the right way to the City Hall?
I'm afraid you're going in the opposite direction.
Small talk 4.
How far is this address from here, please?
Let me see. Go straight on, then take the first turning on the left.
So how long does it take?
20 minutes walk at most. Small talk 5.
Would you mind telling me if this is the right way to the police station?
I'm afraid you're going in the opposite direction.
Should I take a bus?
I think a cab is better.